Right now, it is time for us to check sports. And in sports, well, we might as well start off with the NFL because we had Thursday night football. Guess what, folks? The Patriots are back. They have become the team you can love to hate again. Bill Belichick has this team on a roll. They won their fifth straight victory, completely stifling the Falcons 25-0. 25-0. When you turn around and all of a sudden look at the standings, well, guess what? They are now 7-4. And they and Buffalo are obviously going to fight it out for the East title in the AFC. And Bill Belichick took 1 year to rebuild. 1 year after he lost Tom Brady. Last year was a lost year. 1 year to rebuild, to put that defense back together, and once again find a quarterback, a young quarterback, that he's probably going to have now for 10 to 15 years. Really, it is absolutely amazing the way he can put a franchise together so quickly and rebound. I know as a Giant fan, it just doesn't happen that way. So the Patriots are now 7-4, and the Falcons are going nowhere at 4-6. Now let's take a look at the local action, or the action, actually, that takes place on Sunday. 1 o'clock games. The Saints at 5-4 go up against the Eagles at 4-6. 1 o'clock game. The Dolphins at 3-7 go up against the Jets at 2-7. Washington at 3-6 goes up against the Panthers, who are 5-5. The Colts, who are 5-5, go up against the Bills, who are 6-3. The Lions, 0-8-1, go up against the Browns, who are 5-5. Still in the 1 o'clock games for Sunday. The 49ers at 4-5 go up against the Jaguars, 2-7. Texans take on the Titans. The Texans are 1-8. The Titans are 8-2. The Packers at 8-2 take on the Vikings at 4-5. The Ravens at 6-3 take on the Bears at 3-6. 4 o'clock games tomorrow on Sunday. The Bengals at 5-4 against the Raiders at 5-4. The Cardinals at 8-2 against the Seahawks at 3-6. The 7-2 Cowboys take on the Chiefs at 6-4. That's at Kansas City. And at Sunday night football at 8:20, the 5-3-1 Steelers take on the Chargers at 5-4. And then Monday night football, the Giants are at Tampa Bay. The Giants 3-6. The Buccaneers are 6-3. Yikes. Yikes, yikes, yikes. Anyways, so that is a check on football and the scores that we have in football. How about the report? And the team denies it, Antonio Brown denies it, but a report has Antonio Brown accused of acquiring a fake COVID-19 vaccination card. Like I said, he denies it, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers deny that as well. I saw a game last night that I was absolutely astounded about the quarterback. Louisville was taking on, I think it was Duke. Their quarterback, Malik Cunningham, was incredible. He had a 72-yard touchdown run, but that's not all. They won the game 62-22. All right, 62-22. But his kid's only a junior. 18 for 25 with over 300 yards passing, 5 touchdown passes, and on the ground he ran the ball 11 times for 224 yards and 2 touchdowns. So he had 7 touchdowns and over 500 yards of offense. 7 touchdowns and over 500 yards of offense. And the kid is a junior. I shouldn't call him a kid. I'll call him a student. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Those numbers, they're astounding. I guess there's probably quarterbacks in college that have done that before, but gosh, not that I'm aware of. Just amazing. Let's go to the NBA yesterday, and there were no local team in action yesterday, I do believe. No, but today, who do we have? We have the Nets going against the Magic, the Celtics going against the Lakers, and tomorrow we have the Knicks taking on the Rockets, the Celtics taking on the Thunder. That's what the NBA looks like today and tomorrow. In the National Hockey League, see what local teams played yesterday. And we do have some scores. The Maple Leafs beat the Rangers 2-1. And then today, no local action. Tomorrow, the Devils take on the Lightning. The Islanders take on the Flames. The Bruins take on the Flyers. So that is what the National Hockey League looks like for today and tomorrow. But like I said, that quarterback from Louisville was absolutely amazing. That's all you can say. Absolutely amazing. That's our check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.